The Postal Service has been in the headlines for weeks now. Here in the islands, a spokesman told us last week that there's been no elimination of mailboxes or mail sorting machines. It's been pretty much business as usual. We asked about whether jobs have been affected, and we're told they are hiring. Kevin Nakoka has been with the post office for 22 years. He says he's had a good run on a job he enjoys. The Honolulu District Human Resources Manager began his career as a carrier at the Kapalama Station. He talked with us about the jobs that have opened up just this weekend and the seasonal hiring that is just about to begin.
So this past Sunday, we have actually four openings that we posted. Two of them are city carrier assistants. You know, in short, we call them CCAs. And that is for Honolulu, which is basically the island of Oahu, and then we have one for the island of Kauai as well, more specifically Lihue and the Kapaa area.
Okay, and I think because people have been reading about USPS in the headlines, and they're wondering, they hear about cuts, but you folks have vacancies.
Yes, we have vacancies, and we're hiring. You know, right now our workload it's increasing, and it has been increasing, you know, ever since basically Christmas time. So we have a definite workload. You know, and we have a need to hire. So, you know, and these are the areas where we're hiring in, as I said, which is Honolulu, which is Oahu and Kauai. And then we also have two rural carrier associate positions. One is on Maui, more specifically the Lahaina area, and the other one is in Kauai, which is the Kalaheo area. So these rural carrier associates, they basically cover the days off for these rural routes, and, you know, anytime they're on leave.
So walk us through the process. You know, what's involved in the application process?
Okay, so in order to apply, you know, everybody just head to our website, www.usps.com/careers. And from there, you know, you're going to set up a profile on the site. And it's really simple, you know, name, address, contact info, and all that kind of stuff. But you set up a profile, and then once you set up your profile, you know, applying is fairly simple. It's just a click of the button where you just click on whichever position you're interested in, and you hit apply, and you know, your profile will go into that job application. And then from there, once you apply, after the position closes, you will take an assessment exam. And right now there's four different assessment exams depending on what you apply for. So there's one for carrier, there's one for clerk, there's an assessment exam for mail handler, and I believe the fourth one is for a tractor trailer operator. So there's four different exams. You take whichever one is appropriate, and then from there, job offers are sent out based on score ranking. And once you get that job offer, that conditional job offer, then you go through some checks. We have, you know, you got to do a drug screening and then a background check as well. Before you do the background check, we'll bring you in for fingerprinting. And, you know, it's not like before where you used to get your fingers dirty to get fingerprinted. It's all electronic now, so it's dirty-free.
Okay. And these are all full-time jobs with benefits.
For the most part, all entry-level positions in the post office is what we call a non-career position. So it's a non-career position that has no guarantee on work hours. And then the work hours are basically predicated on the workload. And like I mentioned before, you know, we have a lot of workload lately. So, you know, the work hours are going to come along with that. But, there's no guarantee on work hours. There's no career benefits. Per se, if it is, once in a while we do have career job postings, and it'll say that on the posting itself. It's a career job with benefit.
And then now folks are probably thinking, you know, what about the holidays?
Yeah, so what is this, August? Probably in about 1 month we're going to be hiring. We're going to start posting up positions for the holiday season, which we call our peak season, because that's what it literally is, our peak of our year. So we'll be hiring. We'll be hiring holiday clerk assistants. Those are basically employees who are behind the scenes in the post office or stations, and, you know, they do the sortation of mail. We'll be hiring those. We'll be hiring PSC mail processing clerks. That's basically for the island of Oahu in the processing center. You know, they'll help move the mail off the machines, et cetera. And they'll also be hiring mail handler assistants, and that, too, is on Oahu in the processing center. So this year we're looking at hiring approximately, I want to say, about 350-plus employees for the entire Honolulu district. And that ranges from all the islands, which includes Guam, Saipan, and Pago Pago, American Samoa. So we're looking to hire about more than 350 people. Last last year, we accomplished our hiring goals. We hired about 315 employees for the holiday season. And these are all, it's basically temporary positions, that, and there's a do not exceed date, which normally runs in the first week of January. But, you know, it's a good way for people to earn some extra money, especially for the holidays. And, you know, we'll basically, I can guarantee you that we'll eliminate your need to go to the post office because you'll be working and you can do all your mailings, you know, after work or before work.
These jobs, so you're going to start advertising in September and then those jobs run?
They normally run from about mid-November to about the first week in January. It's a good six-week period that they normally run for.
And then what do these jobs pay?
The holiday clerk assistants and the PSC mail processing clerks, they pay $17.95 an hour. And depending on what island you are, so there's a territorial COLA that goes along with it. So it ranges from about 17% to 25% T-COLA, which is on top of your hourly pay. So you figure that's another about $4 and some change extra on top of that.
Okay, cost of living.
Yes. And then for the mail handler assistant, the hourly pay is $16.55 an hour. And again, plus the 25% territorial COLA.
But there are jobs to be had. And can you talk at all about the hiring that might be done for the neighbor islands during the Christmas period?
The hiring for the neighbor islands, like I said, those will be the holiday clerk assistants. Those are the employees, you know, basically in the background making things happen at the post office itself. But each island, I want to say, we'll probably be hiring in the neighborhood of probably 20 HCAs per island. And those will be going, you know, they could basically get their hours at any post office. But they'll be specifically assigned to a office. But, you know, they could be going from one office to another, you know, as a good way to get some additional work hours.
But basically sorting, not so much delivering mail out in the neighborhoods.
Yeah, these are the employees that are going to be working behind the scenes. They're, you know, the backbone of our operation, and they make things happen that pretty much not everybody can see, you know. So.
And then I understand that, you know, because USPS is in the headlines and people are concerned about the budget being cut and machines being eliminated, but you know that hasn't happened here in Hawaii, right?
Nope, it's operations as normal. We continue on with, you know, with our mission of getting the mail delivered and satisfy our customers' needs.
And then are your carriers still working overtime?
Well, right now, with our Amazon deliveries, we are delivering 7 days a week. So, yes, they're working. They are doing whatever they can to meet our customers' needs.
And heads up, some of the job postings actually close next week, Monday, so there's a short lead time. An important note, there is a job requirement to be able to lift 70 pounds. And Kevin Nakaoka shares his tip. Check with the USPS website on Fridays and Mondays for the latest job postings as things always change.